For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Gustavo de Grave, a former general attorney of Colombia, talking about the drug problem to the Drug Truth Network.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. What do you suppose would happen if Congress passed a law that said that anyone convicted of an alcohol-related offense, drunk driving, public intoxication, underage consumption, etc., will be forever barred from getting a home mortgage loan? The very foundation of middle-class affluence, the path to American upward mobility, would be permanently denied to those who have demonstrated their irresponsible use of alcohol. Now, some would scream double jeopardy, that the Constitution's Fifth Amendment prevents punishing people twice for the same infraction. Others would argue that the law was in violation of the equal protection guarantee of the Fifth Amendment's Due Process Clause, since rapists, thieves, and even murderers could still get the loans. Some might even argue that the law unfairly targets white males. But one thing's for sure, the outraged cry would be truly frightful. And I seriously doubt that any congressman supporting such a bill could keep his seat for long, and some would likely be recalled, tarred, and feathered by their irate constituents. Yet nearly 200,000 American students have been stripped of their financial aid because of a conviction for drugs. Even as we push education as the way out of poverty, the key to successfully securing a place in the American mainstream, we erect an impassable barrier, an irrational restriction, a completely counterproductive policy that targets precisely those whom we should be supporting. If you agree that the aid elimination penalty is unfair, irrational, and just plain bad law for America, pick up your phone and let your congressperson know how you feel, or better still, heat up the tar, gather up some feathers, and let them all know we're serious about ending this drug war madness. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
It's not a holocaust. It's not genocide. It's not exactly an inquisition. This policy of drug war, hell-bent for eternity, has left more mass graves than any despot. Tens of millions of lives, not taken, but rather life potentials destroyed by our policy of drug prohibition.
Marijuana heals thousands of our kids every day.
Prohibition promises to protect our children until they turn 17, when they become meat for the drug war grinder. I promise you, this is one problem that will change once you get involved. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.